Blog Talk Radio.
In place to win? You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, I'm intrigued. That's a good question. What exactly do you mean? Well, let's grow together today on Motivational Mondays and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Do you have game-winning strategies in place? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. You know, Mondays is an opportunity for us to engage through the airwaves, and I so appreciate coming together and being able to connect with you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We have a great subtopic that we are exploring today in our Shape Up series. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful, and that is the feedback that we receive from you, our global listening audience, regularly. And we want to encourage you, our audience, if you have not taken advantage of our on-demand library, we want you to be aware you have been missing any past show installments. It's okay. Fret not, because archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's program, and then we're going to have this dialogue around today's subject, after which we will open the lines up if time permits, and we truly welcome your questions and comments around today's rich topic. You know, this always lends to a greater and richer interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, have your iPads, your tablets, your desktops, your laptops, your smartphone with your notes, you want to grab it so that you can capture the jewels and the gems that are being shared. And when that question comes up for you, you can jot it down, or that comment that you would like to make, when we open the phone lines up and invite your interaction in the environment with us. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask for a flavor from you, a favor, as I like to say, a flavor. We're asking that you, our global listening audience, that you personally take a quick moment. Take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we know we could not do what we do without YOU. So we want to say to you, our global listening audience, thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, we say thank you. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And the question on the table is this, or what we're focused on, I should say, is a winning play. This winning play is so important, you know, but I want to share with you what we talked about on last week, because you probably, if you missed it, you want to go back to our on-demand library and take advantage of this rich topic. So last week, we focused, because, again, we're in our Shape Up series. And for those of you who do not know, our SHAPE acronym is, our SHAPE is an acronym. And this acronym stands for strategy. That's the S. The H is heart. The A represents attitude, the P, perseverance, and the E, execute. Then we'll give you strategies around our Shape Up series. And so in our last installment, we focused on the A of our shape. And, of course, the A, again, standing for attitude. And we looked at our topic of focus was evaluate your attitude. Evaluate your attitude. We gave some great richness, and again, we encourage you to visit our on-demand library at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U, to take advantage of that. So as we dig deeper in our SHAPE acronym, today we're going to focus on our S. And, you know, our opening question was this: do you have a game-winning strategy? Do you have a game-winning strategy? Do you have strategies in place for that win? You know, yesterday was the Super Bowl, and this is what I want to share with us around yesterday being the Super Bowl and this whole Super Bowl Sunday focus, which was, of course, yesterday, that regardless of which team you were rooting for, doesn't matter, regardless of which team you were rooting for, one thing I can guarantee is this, that they both, each of them, I guarantee you that one thing that they had in common is that each team had a playbook. Each team had a playbook. They may have had different plays in their playbook, but bottom line, each of the teams had a, what is that saying? Each of the teams had a book filled with strategies. And we want to, I have to ask you, do we have any Chiefs fans in our global listening audience? Well, we want to congratulate the Chiefs on their Super Bowl win. You know, in life, on our journey, to work our vision, achieve our goals, and to live out our dreams, we too must have a playbook. You must have a playbook. You know, playbook defined, simply put, is a stock of usual tactics or methods. So in essence, what we're saying is, like what we do each week on Motivational Mondays, we stock up your toolbox. We stock up your backpack on your journey with tools and gems, in other words, with tactics and methods for your personal and professional success journey and your growth. And in football, they have a notebook, and this notebook contains diagrams, football plays, all of that. But when I think of a notebook that's a playbook, I often think about journaling. You know, I can hear my mentor, Hattie Hollingsworth, throughout the years, she would always say, journal, journal, journal. I can hear her saying that so clearly. Journal. Journaling is like the notebook that contained the diagrams and the football plays, because it's been stated that we need to write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. In other words, we must have a playbook. Simply put, have a playbook. Have a playbook that demonstrates and outlines how will you close this gap from where you are on your journey to where you desire to grow. How will you close this gap in working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream? You know, it's interesting because today I was speaking with a coaching client, and I was speaking with this coaching client, and I was assisting them with working through a particular challenge that they were concerning finances. And what was interesting is that we were sharing and talking, and I was speaking with them and saying that you have to have winning strategies in place. You have to have, quote unquote, a playbook. And I said, a part of having these strategies in place, in order for, you know, I think about this, whatever you want to achieve, you must have the winning habits in place to become that which you desire. And so when we're looking at having a playbook, and we're asking the question or talking about a winning play, we're dealing with, as I stated in our opening, we're dealing with the S in our SHAPE Up acronym. S-H-A-P. We're looking at strategy. And I don't, again, I want you to be mindful that when you're thinking about, as an example, football and the Super Bowl win that the Chiefs had, they had a playbook. They had this playbook that outlined all of their tactics. They had this playbook that was methods in which they would achieve their Super Bowl win. They had the book of all of the strategies. And with us, we too have to have a book of strategy. The strategies may show up in different ways. You may do a vision board as a part of your strategy. As I said, my mentor, Hattie Hollingsworth, would always say, journal, 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 journal. And I could hear that in my mind, which represents writing the vision. So regardless of where you are on your journey, you can't get away from this need to having a playbook of some sort, however you outline it, whatever it looks like for you. But understanding that this playbook gets us in position so that whatever we want to achieve, we're now growing in one, seeing the vision very clearly. Because when it comes to having the strategies first, we have to identify, okay, what is it that I want to achieve? Because a goal is a desired result. So, okay, what is this desired result? When it comes to the playbook for football, they have images and pictures, and they're clear on what the desired play will be, what the outcome is, what is the tactics and the strategies for that particular moment. And on our journey, as it relates to us working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams, we too have to clearly envision what is it that we want. And I was sharing, as I mentioned a moment ago, with my client that I was supporting them and working through a challenge. I said, this is what is the challenge that you're facing, is that you're living solely in the moment. You are not creating strategies and habits that support you in what you're saying you want to become, where you want to grow, because you're just living isolated in the moment. And so when we're developing our shape, and specifically our strategies associated with our shape, our strategies represent the blueprint of how, the how-tos, just like the playbook for the NBA, the NFL, the NBA as well, they have the playbook of how will we, what are the strategies in place, what are the tactics and the methods every week when we come together. On Motivational Mondays, we're giving you jewels and gems, as I call them. In essence, we're giving you tactics and methods for you to achieve your goal, for you to have the winning play that you need on your journey and close that gap from where you are currently to where you desire to grow. But do you even know where you desire to grow? Because when it comes to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams, we have to be able to envision where we're going in association with where we are. And so a goal, again, is that desired result. What is it that I want? Personally or professionally, what is it that I want? It's a system that enables us to envision the plans and the strategies, the commitments in order for us to achieve what we desire. It's the how-tos of how will I close this gap. You know, a personal organization, whatever they desire, they have that endpoint in mind.
They know what that end point is. We have to know what our end point is. Now, granted, we had two teams that went to the Super Bowl. Both of them were desiring the end point of that Super Bowl win. And you better believe that both teams worked hard on, one, getting to that place, and then, two, the strategies necessary, the methods necessary to achieve the win. Now, we could only have one that won, and it was by a small margin, but nevertheless, one won. But you know there was that battle, that fight to achieve that desire. And what I have found when I'm working with my clients in my coaching practice is when they desire and make that decision to do coaching, they're at a different level of fight because they're investing in their journey in a different way. And you have to evaluate, do you have the fight? You know, I was having a conversation today. Many of you know that I am the global master trainer for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, and their ministry, the movement, the youth leadership training curriculum, along with the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program. And so I was having a conversation today in my capacity as global master trainer with an individual, and I was sharing with them, because we have four pillars of the ministry, and one of which is passion. I'm connecting that with what we're talking about specifically, making that bridge of connection. And I was sharing with this individual, I said, you know, we're looking for passionate people, people who have that factor, people who have that capacity to fight. When it comes to that game-winning play, they're looking for, whatever the team is, they're looking for that individual that has that fire to fight. They're passionate, that factor that will carry that tactic, that strategy, that method to the winning goal line. In life, we have to have that factor, which represents our passion when it comes to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. I was making that connection because of this. When individuals make the decision to join in partnership with me because it is an investment in their journey, they have stirred up to that different level. They've turned up the frequency of their fight, their capacity to fight, their passion for their vision. And I'm asking you today, have you turned up the factor of your fight for your vision, for your goals, for your dream? Because if you don't have the fight, you better believe no one else is going to fight more than you should be fighting. And a part of this fighting is writing out the vision, getting clear on it, and making it plain. What is it that you really desire? Because we have to have that clear, those clear playbooks, that blueprint, those strategies. If you're looking at it on the other side, it would be a business plan. Do you have your business plan? Have you outlined all of those intimate details that become the blueprint for your success in closing the gap of where you are to where you desire to grow? In this process, as I mentioned earlier, we have to envision. This envisioning is that we have to have that clarity around. We have to be able to see the specific details, and I'm seeing it from the inside out. This seeing it from the inside out gives us the necessary clarity that we need, and clarity on our journey is critical. That's why when it comes to the playbook for the NFL, they have pictures and diagrams and all of that because they want to make sure that it is crystal clear what the expectation is. You, when it comes to me when it comes to us, when it comes to us working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. We have to envision and be very clear, have that clarity that's needful, being able to see the intimate details on the inside, being specific so that we can now walk things out as it relates to the strategies that we've outlined. Recently, I supported the organization that I am serving as their executive consultant with a vision board party that they put together. And we talked about the different types of vision boards because of the need to envision, being able to use those pictures and those images as a part of your strategy, like the playbook, the diagrams and the pictures and images, so that now you're able to see things at a whole different level. That's why a part of a strategy when it comes to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, having a vision board is very powerful, because this vision board, the various images of what you are seeing, the pictures and the images of what you are seeing, and it is outlining it on the board creatively in a way that, and we're talking about strategies, our S and our shape up acronym, the strategy that gives you that image, the pictures that you can see, because it's been stated that we can't do what we can't see. So if you can't see what it is that you want to achieve, you're not going to be able to do it. And so a vision board is a very powerful strategy that now gives you those picture images that support you in whatever it may be that you desire. And I remember the vision board party, one of the individuals said, you know, my year has not started out well. And I saw this joke on social media that an individual was saying, "Oh my gosh, I remember us saying Happy New Year and June got here so fast. June got here so fast." And someone said, "It's not June, we're still in January." This was at the time, right? Because the person was saying, "Wow, whew, these days have already been tough." And so one of the individuals at the vision board party, they said, "Oh my gosh, you know, my year has started off rocky." And so to be able to sit down and do a vision board, to be able to outline what I desire, was very powerful for them. In essence, it renewed hope in this individual. That's what I took away from what they were sharing, because it refocused and recentered them so that they can now get clear of what it is that they desire. They can now see the images of what it is that they desire, be it more money, be it marriage, be it travel, be it get healthy, you know, whatever it may be, develop one's faith, giving back, humanitarian, you know, efforts. Whatever that may be, they were able to outline it and see it, and that thought process began to bring them hope. And so when you can put your vision before you, that's why it was so powerful when my mentor would say, Hattie Hollingsworth would say, journal, journal, journal. She was saying, capture what you're seeing, write it out in alignment with what's been stated, that write the vision and make it plain. This writing the vision and making it plain is very powerful, because when we write the vision and make it plain, the other aspect of that, writing the vision and making it plain, so that he or she who sees it can run with it. That's why a vision board is powerful, because when you begin to see that as your strategies of what you desire, when you begin to see, now you've given life to what your hopes are, whatever that may be. You have now taken what was once invisible, and you have created this material form that now you can see it. So now you've taken the invisible and you've made it visible. Invisible, and you've made it visible. You know, I think of one of my movies that I used to enjoy, The Invisible Man. And the goal of that invisible man, because you could not see him, the goal of everyone that encountered the invisible man was, how can I make him visible? Let me try to throw paint on him or something so that I can now see the image of. And that the same is true when it comes to your strategies. Your strategies that you're outlining as your blueprint so that now you can see. It becomes your playbook, like the NFL and what we were talking about. This book that outlines your difference on how you're going to close the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. And as a part of these strategies, we said vision boarding is a great way to do that because it converts this invisible to visible. Now, there are several different types of vision boards. And this envisioning is so important because we have to be able to see it. We have to make that invisible visible tangibly so that we can see it, so that we can then move and execute on it. And execute happens to be the E in our ShapeUp acronym. And so when you're looking at the three types of vision boards as it relates to using this as a tool of support to outline your vision and what you desire and closing that gap, one of those types of vision boards is, I don't know exactly what I want. If you're not clear, and in many cases, we are blind. We're not clear. But we have to be open and allowing our processes to unfold. Sitting, meditating, taking the time to be still, to listen, to get clear, to envision on the inside. So one aspect is, I know exactly what I want. You're extremely clear. There's no question about it. If someone was to ask you right now in this moment, what is your vision? What is it that you desire? You could tell them just like that. In other cases, you're open to allowing the process to unfold, but you're not clear yet. You have some sense of idea, but it hasn't crystallized for you. It hasn't formalized for you. And that's okay, because when you sit and you're able to be still and listen, you will begin to see. The other is, so one is, I know exactly what I want. You're crystal clear. The other type of vision board is this process of opening and allowing. You're not sure, but you position yourself so that you're in that quiet place to be able to allow this to unfold and envision from the inside out. And then you have a theme-based vision board. This theme-based vision board highlights maybe a specific area of your life, maybe an event. We just gave our boss students in our boss class the project of creating a vision board. And we went over the details of this with them. And their assignment was to specifically outline their vision board around their desired goal in life. It was going to be a theme-based, that they would get clear on what is it that you desire, what will it take for you to achieve that so you can bring forth these beautiful images that now support you in that process. The other aspect is that we have to be committed on our journey. You know, so often we're not committed to our strategies. We have our strategies in place. We have the playbook, but the playbook is filled with tactics and methods and strategies, images, and all of that. But we're not committed to our playbook. And oftentimes, when it comes to our vision, our goals, and our dreams, we're not committed to our playbook because we don't know our why. You see, one of the things that I've grown to know to be true is this, that our why is the deal breaker. It can make or break our vision. It can make or break our goals. It can make or break our dreams. Your why is far more important than the how. The how will come, but why this goal, why this vision, why this dream is extremely important. It is so crucial because the why gives you that greater call and assignment. It takes it beyond you and it brings it to a different level. And so if you don't know your why, and that's one of the things in my coaching practice that I do with my clients often. When they're struggling, I always tell them, okay, let's step back. Let's evaluate your why. Why are you on this journey? Why are you electing to focus on this vision? Why are you electing to focus on this goal, this dream? I often let them know that if money is your driver, you're going to miss it. You know, I remember when I was in real estate, and many of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me talk about different aspects of my journey in real estate. When I was in real estate, for me, real estate was not about a higher call of purpose at all. It wasn't. I'm able to be transparent with saying it really wasn't. It was all about the money, exclusively, period. That's it. I saw it as the opportunity to gain my financial independence, to get the nicest car, to get the nice house, and all of the things and the bling. That's the reality. It wasn't about a higher call of purpose. And when our why is not clear, what will happen is this, and it happened with me. When the money is not there, you will become disenchanted, frustrated, upset, throw in the towel, and quit. You won't have that passion and that capacity to fight the fire, to as we were talking about in our opening at the top of the hour. You won't have that because the why is not strong enough. The why is not strong enough. Your greater call of purpose is your why. So when it comes to your strategies and your winning playbook for your journey known as life, personally and professionally, you have to get clear on your why. And if you don't know it, it's okay. It really is. But know that you need to evaluate it, because if you don't, what's going to happen is this. You'll become a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. Every time someone turns around, you're starting something new. You have a different focus. Whenever that happens with an individual, it tells me they don't know their why. They don't know their higher call of purpose. And because of that, they're not committed to nothing. So they may have written their goals at the start of the year, but now it's February. It's May. It's June. It's November. And they've lost focus very easily because their why wasn't strong enough to keep them going until they achieved their goals. They didn't have what they needed to persevere. That's our P in our SHAPE acronym, perseverance. And so you have to envision, you have to have a commitment associated with your why. And then when it comes to our game-winning plays, you have to develop. We're talking about our strategies. We're talking about the importance of putting together the methods along with the particular way in which we will achieve these goals that we've set for ourselves, the tactics. What does that exactly look like? How will I close the gap from where I am to where I desire to grow? How will I accomplish this? So we have to develop. You got to know your target. Your target is, we talked about this gap. Your target is, where are you going? What's the desire? So you have to know your target, and you have to set milestones along the way that now support you in this process of seeing where you're going, how are you progressing, and you have to develop all of the intimate details of your strategy. What does that exactly look like? What does the blueprint look like? What does my playbook look like? Well, you know, one of the things that I often recommend when it comes to setting goals and creating strategies, that I like the SMART goal process. And many of you may have heard this. You may model, not mine, I didn't create it, but boy, do I like it. And I share it with my clients regularly, and I operate based on this structure as well. So SMART goals is an acronym, S-M-A-R-T, SMART. S means specific, or stands for specific. M, measurable. A, attainable. R, relevant. And T, time bound. So when it comes to outlining your strategies, you have to make sure that they are specific. That's why we started out by saying you have to envision. And this envisioning is about writing out all of the intimate details. What are the pictures and the images that you're seeing, not on the outside initially? You then bring them to the outside by way of a tool, one of which could be a vision board, where you're taking the pictures and images that you're seeing. But the pictures and images that you're seeing, it starts on the inside. It starts on the inside. I remember a documentary or story that I saw on Steve Jobs, creator of Apple. I mean, I mention Apple often simply because, regardless, if you don't have an iPhone, an Apple, you have an Apple product. You may have an iPad. You may have an iPod. You have something. You may have an Apple computer. So generally speaking, most people, even if you're an Android phone user, you probably have some level of an Apple product in your home, right? And so I'll often reference Steve Jobs because it's, you know, noteworthy. I remember in this documentary, he would lay in the grass and he would just simply envision and capture those things that he was seeing, down to when he created his first computer. And I remember when that first computer came out, Mac. I remember it. It was this little square, you know, clunky thing that you sat on your desktop, white, and, you know, it was so different than what had been in the market before because of its capacity and what it was going to do, and everybody wanted it. And now it's a cult phenomenon, Apple. You know, even in the transitioning of Steve Jobs' life, legacy lives on. I remember the first time I got my an Apple phone, right, an iPhone, and I had to go and take it into an Apple store. And that was my very first time going into the Apple store. I was like, oh, my gosh, what? It was like this whole culture, again, the cult phenomenon. I was just like, wow. And at the time when I had to go in the store, and I didn't know this at the time for the first time, it just so happened that it was the first, it was around that time in which a new phone, you know, model was releasing. I'm trying to get my old one serviced, and the new one was releasing, and there was this line of people trying to get in there. And so I shared that in association with what we're talking about, because you have to envision, and then you develop what you are seeing and envisioning on the inside. And a part of this developing is knowing your target. What is it? So for Steve Jobs early on, it was that Apple computer, that Mac, that first computer. Then I remember when he came out with the iPod. I was in high school at the time, and I remember it was a big deal. This little thing in your hand that now you can have all of these songs, because prior to that, it was all about having a little Walkman, right? You can only put one little CD disc in that, and you can only listen to that one CD. So then now he's giving you a device that you can now download all of these songs and have them in the palm of your hand. It was a huge thing, the iPod. But that started with this process of what we're talking about, envisioning as it relates to our strategies, getting that blueprint, seeing every intimate detail, recognizing what is it that I desire, and now creating systems that would allow you to walk it out. And you have to be committed to that process, because a goal is simply a desire. It's a desired result. What is that desired end? What is it that I want? The point of where I'm trying to go. That's the target. And so that target, now when I recognize target, I can now create as a part of my strategies, as we're talking about a winning play today, and we're chiming that in with the playbook on the heels of Super Bowl Sunday, and the importance of having strategies and clear strategies, working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. We've given you a strategy for setting your goals, known as SMART goals. We've talked about the importance of knowing and having that clarity around your why, because that's going to establish your commitment, how much fight and fire and passion you will have for your vision when you're clear on your why. We said you have to develop those intimate details of our strategy, that we have to be able to grab those picture images that we're seeing, the pictures and the images that we're seeing, and we have to bring that from the invisible to the visible so that we can see them. And a way in which we can do that is through a vision board. We talked about the three different types of vision boards as a part of our strategies. All of this, porting this, developing our shape, specifically our strategies, so that we can close the gap. But it starts with envisioning. And after we develop, we now have to move things to the next level. And this next level grows us in this process of getting into those intimate details on a deeper level. So as an example, I mentioned Steve Jobs. I'm sure when Steve Jobs caught that image of that first computer, he saw the overall image, but he then had to connect with probably experts, which I believe that is what it was, because he wasn't a computer expert. He wasn't the geek squad per se. He had to then be the visionary, casting the vision with one that was an expert that could now for level. You know, I often think of, if you want to develop a new home today, you are the visionary. You know what you want in your home. Like, I can tell you clearly what I desire. If I just started in my bathroom, I want a fireplace that illuminates from the bedroom and also the bathroom. I want a picture window that's blacked out so that I can see my beautiful view, the bubble bath, and sit and relax and have the surround sound music, blah, blah, blah. I can go on and on and on and on of the details. I'm the visionary, but I'm not the architect. You see, the architect is the expert. They now take what I envision, what I see, to a different level. And they help with creating the blueprint so that now the developer can go and build the house. It's a progression. So I want you to know that having the right people on your team, as I often share, is so key. Your vision should be so huge and so great that there's no way that you by yourself can achieve it. None whatsoever. There's no way that you by yourself can achieve it, that you have to partner with other people. But there's certain aspects that you, as the visionary, have to be clear on. Woo, it is amazing how quickly time flies. I want to come to you, our global listening audience, and this is a time, we have a few moments left in today's broadcast, and we want to invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Know that our lines are open and you are welcome to chime in, ask a question, make a comment around today's installment and what we're talking about, a winning play. I also want to give a special invitation to you, our global listening audience, and you're the first to get this invitation because this was rolled out and is being rolled out as of today. I have a special invitation for you to join my digital Shape Up Win Shop and Winner Circle. So I'm inviting you to a complimentary 1-hour Shape Up Win Shop. You qualify then to join my private Winner Circle around our shape, which will be for 5 weeks, and it's with an intimate group of individuals, like-minded individuals, and we are going to focus on and what this is all about. Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, oftentimes on our journey, sometimes we need a little stimulus. So this is a goal stimulus that I'm so excited about. If you would like to learn more about this opportunity and or coaching in our full circle of coaching empowerment and the tools that are available, we invite you to call or text 310-289-2101. You may call or text 310-289-2101 to learn more about this great opportunity and or to learn more about our full circle of coaching empowerment that we have available. I'm real excited about my Shape Up Win Shop, the digital Win Shop. We will connect virtually and the actual complimentary session will be hosted on Saturday, March the 16th, and you have to register. So if you're interested, again, I'm giving you 1 hour of power, and I'm real excited about it. 1 hour of powerful empowerment sowing into your lives to move to the next level into the winner's circle, and I only have a few slots available. So we trust that you would respond accordingly. So what did we talk about today on Motivational Mondays as we prepare to close out? Well, we talked about the importance of having the right strategies in place as a part of our Shape Up acronym, and that one thing that we know to be true, regardless of who you were rooting for in yesterday's Super Bowl, I guarantee you, and I stated this in our opening, the one thing that I know to be true, that they commonly had both teams. Each team had a playbook. And so in order for you to achieve your goals, you need playbook. We have said we can outline those strategies in different ways. It may be journaling. It may be in your business plan. It may be in having a vision board. There's different ways in which you bring this invisible to the visible. Because one thing that I learned about, obviously, the playbook for the NFL, as an example, their playbook has diagrams in it. It has images. I didn't know that because I've never played football, right? And the same is true for our, quote-unquote, playbook in life. We need to get those images very clear, and that's where that envisioning came into play. And we went over that and talked about the importance of envisioning and what that all looks like. And in addition, we said not only do you have to envision and get clear, part of this envisioning is that the clarity is what's most important. It's critical, actually, because you can't navigate on your journey if you're not clear on what that looks like. It's just not possible. In essence, you are moving around blindly, and you will start to bump into things because you lack the clarity that you need. But you also have to, when you're getting those picture images and all of that, that invisible to the visible, you have to be clear on, okay, what is my why? What's the higher call of purpose associated with all of this? Or I'll be a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. When it's serving me, I'll do it. When it isn't, I'm disenchanted. Moving on, next thing. And you're not committed to anything because your higher call of purpose is not clear. And we have to develop. We have to take the time to truly develop. That developing is every day, what are you doing towards your goals? Do you even have a plan? I had someone call me recently because they saw a video that I had done on time management at one of my previous live Wind Shops, and they said, I need to talk to you about greater strategies on how do you plan your day effectively every day. And I shared with them my thoughts because I have some experience in this, and I work with my clients around this as well. It may be different, and the one thing that I always share is that you have to customize what that looks like for you. Because I had this client, as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you today, I had a client, and I remember her so clearly. She was a doctor, and she was looking to move to the next level. I'm so honored by the various clients that I've been fortunate to work with and support them on their journey to achieve greater results. And she was in that place of wanting to achieve greater results, had already accomplished quite a bit, and was moving to the next level on her journey. But she was struggling with regards to her system of her daily agenda, task, and planning and all of that. And so we were working through that. And, you know, it was at a time when the digital processes were continuing to really kind of break on the scene and really develop, meaning that it was of the age of most people were still using day planners. And so in this case, she was using a day planner. She had gotten this brand new day planner, and she, you know, was outlining, and we had come up with a strategy around her doing that. But yes, week after week, for some reason, she still was struggling. And then we realized that she was still struggling because she didn't keep her day planner on her. The thing that she kept on her was her phone, the digital. And I said, okay, let's step back. Let's reevaluate. Use your device that's on you. I say that because so often we get stuck in, I got to do it in this traditional way. And the one thing that I work with my clients on is, what is that custom system for you? And when I was dealing with and working with this individual, I said, let's create the system that's going to work best for you. What may work for me is not going to work best for you, and it is important to be able to do that. But you have to develop those strategies. Woo, it is amazing how quickly time flies by. We have to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. This hour of empowerment has truly flown by. I trust that you've gotten some great richness around what was shared today in our topic of a winning plan. plan. This is Coach Adams. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning in, and we look forward to having you share with us in our next installment of Motivational Mondays.